Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that wonderful Son and the wondrous name that is above all names that we come into your house with praise, Jesus. Lord, we're so thankful, as the brother sang, there is nothing good in me but you. Oh, thank you that we know this. Thank you that we just sing praises of thanksgiving to you. Lord, thank you, every life here, God, that knows you, it's just the same. There's nothing good in me but Jesus. Lord, how plain, how simple, how deep, how true. And God, in that we come boldly to the throne, because Christ in me is the hope of glory. Oh, and I'm thankful that we're favored, Lord God. You've called us sons, and we're here to worship you, Father. And we worship you in the name above all names. We worship you in the Lamb of God. We worship you in the I Am. We worship you in the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. In his name we give you all the thanks. We give you all the praise. We ask your Spirit continue to pour forth this great anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to the book of Hebrews. We'll be reading from the third chapter. And we'll begin reading in verse 12. That's Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Listen to that. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Now, brothers and sisters, this message has been very heavy upon my heart. These Israelites, after God had so divinely delivered them from their Egyptian masters, set them free, set them forth to go and possess the land that God had given them. Now, if you know the story, they wandered in that wilderness for about 40 years. And if you know the geographic outlay of that whole thing, they could have been there in a couple weeks. But even though they could have been there in a couple weeks, and even though they wandered 40 years, the majority of them didn't enter in. Nope. Mm-mm. They walked around it. They looked over into that Canaan, that promised land, at least 1,000 times. Matter of fact, the word of God said even at its borders, they were eating the manna that God had given them. Can you imagine that? They'd wake up in the morning and there was the food laying on the ground. The very hand, the miracle of God, set it there. And they were at the border, looking into the land of Canaan, into the promise that God had given them. He had given it to them. And yet they remained at the border. And even though he said it over and over, time after time, it's yours. Go on in there and take it. Even though they sent spies into the land, even though a dynamic duo came back of Joshua and Caleb. And they said, oh, it's ripe for the taking. We're well able to take it. Let's go on in now. Their evil heart of unbelief. Listen to that. See, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And their evil heart of unbelief defeated them over and over and over. And they never went in. And that same loving God. And let me tell you something. He's a loving God. If you read anything about those children in the wilderness, all of that murmuring and complaining, as Moses went to him, he said, God, just wipe them out. Let's start over again. And then God got on the other side of that one, and Moses said, oh, let's not do that. Isn't it wonderful how he encouraged the Lord in the Word of God? Praise the Lord. Listen to these things. But that same loving God is pleading with us today. And even the much the more in the Scriptures. How about ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge? How about thou almost persuadest me? How about a zeal but not according to the knowledge? Brothers and sisters, I'm here today to say, look, we don't want to come close. We don't want to just look into it. We don't want to march around this. We don't even want to behold it. We're here to proclaim and to encourage and exhort one another. Stagger not at the promises of God. Stagger not. Give God the glory and believe Him. Give God the glory and believe Him. Oh my goodness. In Luke chapter 24, you'll read a story about two brothers that were on the road to Emmaus. Jesus Christ had just died. And they were wondering and they were pondering all of the things that they had heard going to the tomb. And there was that sweet sister, oh, he's here. But yet nobody else saw him. And then Jesus appeared. They didn't know it was Jesus. He had disguised himself. But he was there speaking to them. He asked them what they were speaking about. And they expounded to him, well, we're wondering about these things which we have just seen. Well, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. There's no more time to wonder. There's no more time to wonder about this. The time is to believe the gospel of Christ. The time is to go in fully. God, all of me. To surrender fully to, yea, the deep things of God. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ said to them, O fools, listen to this. These were two brothers that loved the Lord. But he said, O fools, and slow of heart to believe. And it didn't stop there. O slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. It's time to believe it all. It's time to go in there fully, brothers and sisters. See, he was gone. Their hearts later burned. But our hearts need to burn now. Today. This moment. He's speaking. He's here. I don't want to miss. I don't want him to be gone. Now, brothers and sisters, if we are slow to believing the word of truth, if we are slow to believing the entire word of God, if we are slow to believing all the prophets have spoken, it'll be too late. It'll be too late. We can ponder and we can wonder about these things week after week. But Christ is pleading today, just like he did with those two brothers. There is an urgency like never before. Let me tell you something. There is a pouring forth of the full counsel of God like never before. It is so abundant, brothers and sisters. It is so mighty. It is so rich that it cannot be passed by. As Mary was there at the tomb, she heard her voice, didn't she? She turned and acknowledged his voice, and that same voice is calling to you. It is. It's so exciting how it calls. He walks with me and he talks with me. And I'm telling you, in these love letters, do you hear his love voice calling you? Mary. And she turned and she saw him. She saw him. He's calling you today. Listen to his voice. It's so obvious. It's so clear. Do we have an attentive ear? Or are we just going to keep wondering and pondering? Lord, help my evil heart of unbelief. Brothers and sisters, God help us to pay attention. God help us to not let such great wealth, such great glory, just to pass by. I think about all those wondrous stories in the Word of God. How many just, they sat on the premises. They watched it all happen. They cheered at times. They were all excited about things. But yet they never entered in. Oh yeah. Like I said many times before, as the Lord encouraged my heart, that sweet Rebecca, when she was there at the well and Eliezer said, "Oh, honey, you're it. You've got it all. You're everything my master's been looking for. He told me exactly who you'd be. I'm here to bring you the message that the master has for you. He's pointed you out. He showed me exactly who and where you would be." Now, right there, she could have said, "Well, this is great. I'm something special. This is awesome. This is great that this wonderful King of Kings wants me, looking for me." And she could have ran back into that house and she could have told all of her family about all of this stuff. And then she could have just said, "Well, okay, that was good enough for me. I understood he wanted me. I understood that he sent that special Holy Spirit to minister unto me. And I've sat and listened to this. But that was good enough for me that he just made the innuendos. And now I'm just going to go back and enjoy my family a little bit more." He would have been gone. As the family called her and said, "Honey, well, won't you just stay with us another day? Can't we just enjoy you a little bit longer?" And Eliezer told her, said, "Oh no, we got to go now. We got to move now. We got to go now. My master's calling. He wants a wife. And she's not going to delay one moment." She wasn't going to wonder anymore. I know she lighted out of that tent and she said, "See ya." As you know, wouldn't want to be ya. No, she wouldn't say that. But she said, "I've got a calling. I'm mounting up on the wings of glory." Oh, you think it's just a stinky old camel. But oh no, it's my purpose. It's the plan of God. Brothers and sisters, it's time to quit wondering. Now in this, the Lord had brought my thoughts to those stories of some of those gold prospectors, and we only read of the ones that hit it. But if you dig a little further, I read about those ones that gave all of their lives searching for it. At least they thought they were. And there were some of these men, and even women, that had panned for gold for years. And they died completely broke, penniless. And the mother lode was literally just 100 yards away. Literally. And then the story, and it is a true story, one of the greatest diamonds ever found had been laying on a beach, I don't know, for hundreds of years. Millions of people truly passed over that big rock, didn't even know what it was. But there was a heart one day that was looking for it, knew exactly what it was, and took it up. Now, I've seen many a Christian in my life. And I've been one of those many a Christian in my life that was caught up in a sense into ever learning. Come in sometimes even week after week. Well, I'm just ever learning. Wrestling with the scripture syndrome. Itching ears always for something else besides the meat of the gospel of Christ. Oh, I don't like the music here. I don't like how they dress. I don't like how Sister So-and-so greeted me today. Well, she greeted me, but it could have been a different kind of a greeting. The stupidity, but the subtlety of the devil. God help us. We have been given so much. What an insult to just wonder about what we've been given. It is. I don't want an evil heart of unbelief. I want to be quick to believe Him, don't you? I mean, He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. Yeah, He saved you once and for all. But He saves you over and over every day. He saved me from myself so many times this weekend as the brother sang, "The only good in me is Jesus." Oh, I love that. I almost can't go on. I almost can't even speak another word. But to just truly fall prostrate on the ground and praise Him. I'm so thankful that I know this. I am so thankful that I know this. I'm thankful that I know it for you. Because it's the Word of God for everybody. But brothers and sisters, He's pleading with us today. It's a bright, shining comet. But it's about to be gone. I think of people, how they get excited about that. And I love to see that kind of stuff too. When I still hear the jets roar. And I'm talking about the F-16s coming out of Lowry. Ask my wife. I jump out of the house all the time to look up. And every time I think, Lord. Someday soon I'm going to hear a trumpet. And I'm not going to have to jump outside. Just going to look up, going to pass through walls, going to pass through ceilings, going to pass through an atmosphere. Oh, I'm going to pass through. But brothers and sisters, truly, it's coming. But see, getting close to this, flirting with it, touching it from time to time, that don't get it. It's got to be apprehended. That's it. Worshipped. Drawing nigh in fervent love is to kiss. Huh? Is that what you think of Him?
to draw nigh in fervent love, to just throw your arms around Him who has never, ever taken His arms off of you. The one who you have never, ever gone out of His sight. The one whom you have never left His hand. Oh, I am so... my heart is just ravished. Rapture divine. The time after time I pondered. The time after time I didn't even ponder, I just rejected. The time after time I was just downright disobedient. But the time after time, He wept for me. He calls for me. The calling is bridal rain. That's the call. That's what we have here. It is. That's the message. The call is, my beloved is mine and I am His. The call is, I am my beloved's and His desire is toward me. Now, brothers and sisters, I can preach this boldly. Aquila and Priscilla, they have found Apollos. Matter of fact, God brought that brother to them. The message of Priscilla and Aquila has found you. Has found us. Found us. And yeah, there was a zeal. Absolutely. I've seen it. And yes, there's been knowledge of the Scriptures. But there was a message coming out and it was real simple. But will you go? What do you want here today? Really, what do you want? Do you want the more perfect way? That brother was... man, I'm telling you, man, he had a zeal for the things of God. He could really preach the gospel. But do you want the more perfect way? Do you want to follow Paul as he followed Christ into the very midst of the throne? I do. I do. It's a word you're going to say someday. If you go that way, you'll be standing in front of all of those guests at the wedding. You'll look into the face of the Lamb of God and you'll say, I do. Amen. Well, if so, let's not veer from the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amazing where the Lord will minister to you, but there was a vessel full of the glory of God in a garage this week. And He reminded me about them camels. You'll never see them walking in a pack. You'll always see them walking in a line. Hooked up to the lead. The Holy Ghost is at the head. And He's got all the things of Christ. And He's making them mine. There's nothing lacking. Every one of them camels hooked on that Holy Ghost has got every provision. All the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. They're tied up to the Holy Spirit. And the path is straight. It's right there in the Word of God. It's so apparent. It's so lovely. It's... it's so marvelous. Whether it's through the intense heat, whether it's through the lonely, barren desert, whether it's through that horrid sandstorm, or in a night so cold and so alone, press on. Knowing that, Oh gosh, Lord. I'm fully persuaded that which I've committed unto you against that day, that you've got it. You've got it. Brothers and sisters, we walked over that diamond enough. We've passed it by too many times. Haven't we? Come on. Come on! I've passed it by too many times. And the Spirit, the power of His might, has got me today to make it mine. To take it up. To possess it. I'm standing before you today by the grace of God. Holding fast which thou hast, that no man take my crown. Stand and worship Him. Stand and worship Him. Hold that fast which thou hast. My yalo shadiai tiababayolo.
Oh, my people, move! Oh, God, hallelujah, I visit you! My presence is with you!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah.
And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Eat your faith.
Praise you. While every head is bowed, Father, we just give you thanks. Praise you for how you deal with us. And thank you, Lord, that you're dealing with us as sons. And thank you that you've called us to glory. God, help us to just apprehend every bit of it. Lord, thank you for preparing my heart this week. Thank you so much for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for every vessel, Lord God. Thank you for every joint here today. Lord, we're in harmony with you. And your love is so richly supplied every one of us. And God, thank you that in submission today we have supplied the body. You have used us to your glory. The Master has taken His vessel to Him alone and has done accordingly to all that pleases Him. What glory, what privilege, and what grace. In Jesus' name we give you the praise, the honor, the thanks, and the glory. Amen.